entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, where we try to help entrepreneurs start their businesses, share their knowledge, and help other entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
I'm here, Mr. Jane.
Okay, you're here. We can all see you, so we all know you're here in one way or the other.
I had a teeth extraction this afternoon, and
telling the world. Okay. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I did not have a teeth extracted today, but
He's here.
Okay, well, he's taking one for the team for us today.
Right, and for all you listeners out there, if you got any write-ups that you want to send your acknowledges to Mr. Dukes, we'll just kind of send them to us in a way that we can all see them.
Yeah, call in. I'll write it down.
Right. Anyway, but for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Mr. Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, now we're back. We are back and getting ready to go. First thing, Memorial Day was celebrated this week, and we're not going to do too much because we did that last week on last week's show, but we are going to play a little clip for you a little bit later on for you to hear. But tonight's show is for new entrepreneurs. In the past, we've talked about new and the entrepreneurs on a regular basis, but tonight's show is dedicated to the beginning entrepreneur. I'm going to give out 10 things not to do as a beginning entrepreneur. Okay, so we're not going to go through the things you should do. We're going to go through the things that I'm suggesting that you not do. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes, what do you think about that?
I think this is great, Mr. Jane. Somebody needs some help to know what not to do when going into an entrepreneur business.
Okay. Well, just think about it, but we all are always doing our best, which means we're doing the best that we know, but there's some things that I'm going to say not to do if I could kind of help you out before you get started, so maybe you'll avoid some mistakes and some delays. And I've made a few of those myself when I got started, and I'm still making them. And so I'm still learning, and I'd like to have you just begin to think about that. However, but before we get started, I wanted to acknowledge the veterans that have put in their time, the veterans that are with us, the veterans that are gone, and we didn't want the show to go by without some sort of acknowledgement, and so we have something that I'm just going to say right now. I'd like to give like a 20-second moment of silence to acknowledge Memorial Day, although it's passed, but it's this week. And I just want to acknowledge that for like 20 seconds. Okay, all righty. Anyway, we've said that, and I wasn't sure. I thought I was hearing some things. So.
It's a little patriotic music to keep us on the air.
Oh, okay, a little patriotic music. I'll let you handle all of that. So, Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing pretty good, just busy.
Yeah, I'm busy as well. So I guess busy is good, I've heard.
I understand that all the way. So, anyway.
How are you? Oh, well, I'm not going to ask Mr. Dukes because he already informed me how he's doing.
He's here.
he's best presence. Seen on YouTube. But. Yeah,
and Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah, he's best seen, not heard, or maybe best heard.
We won't go that far with him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. He's my co-host. He's got to be nice.
But let's teach those veterans how to start their own business, because it's never too late, right?
Never too late.
Never too late.
This is for the veterans and the others. But before we do that, we're gonna take a short break very quickly. We have a little pledge that we're gonna play for you, just to acknowledge that, and then we'll get on with the show. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Living in America, where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be, and I'm just going to say we're trying to help make that work. But all I can say this evening.
You can even get a tooth extraction.
Pardon?
That's true.
Yeah. So we can even get a tooth extraction.
Yes. And you can display it right in front of the world.
You can go on the radio with after you get a tooth extraction.
Yeah.
How many countries can you do that?
I'm telling
you. Freedom. Okay. So he's free. And, however, tonight I have 10 things not to do. And I'm going to just start out. The number's right in front of you. If you're experienced entrepreneurs can see this, the number is 727-441-3000. You're welcome to call to add anything to my list. Or share something that you would suggest new entrepreneurs not do as well. But that's the topic, is the things not to do, which I think all experienced entrepreneurs know some things based on their past. I'm sharing some of the things that I've gone through in my past, of things that I would say, if I had known, I wouldn't have done that. But I didn't know. Okay, so I got 10 things. I'm going to start off with number one. As an entrepreneur, what problem are you solving? Okay, so do not start something unless you know what your product or service is, and what is it designed to do? Is it designed to solve a problem, create a problem? What is it designed to do? So that's what I'm going to suggest in terms of starting. Okay, do not just come up with something and just get started. Think about whatever it is that's on your mind. What will it do for other people? Okay, so think about that. What will it do for the other people so that you're helping to solve a problem for them, or you're making things better, and anything like that? But think of whatever it is, how does it help others? We live in a world with a countless number of individuals, all of whom have ideas and thoughts. Many decide to go into business, start a business, and you entrepreneurs are just joining the group of those who say, I have something to offer that I think somebody can use. Hmm. Okay, do not just start with anything. Have a reason for starting. Okay, number two, don't think that you know it all. Okay? You have what you have. All you have is what you've experienced so far based on how long you've been living. Okay, don't think that you know all that you need to know in terms of starting a business. Okay? However, just get started. But don't think that you know everything that you're going to need to know, because I would not suggest that anyway.
That's what the show's for.
True.
Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so I've encouraged some of you others out there that may have some other answers after I go through my list, just to add something to it if you like. Okay, number three. Okay, number two was don't think that you know it all. Okay, but number three is don't try to do it all. Because you're starting out as a one-person show, and you're the one that has the idea or the vision, and don't try to do all of it. Figure out a way to get help. Okay, there's lots of ways of getting help. Help comes in many forms. Help can come from other individuals. It could come from from things that you might read and come from things that you might go to school for. You can find a lot of information out on the internet, but get help in terms of what will help you to do what it is that you would like to do, and get help to doing it.
And may I add, don't think you have all the answers.
Okay. Yeah, don't think you have all the answers. Matter of fact, I can't. That's just our suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, I'm just going to say, I don't have any answers. I'm trying to get answers to solve the problem that I'm trying to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And so be willing to tell people you don't have all the answers. Okay, number four, don't forget to share your vision. Okay, you want to start a business for some reason. Okay, something has come to you that says, I'd like to start a business doing this, or I can make some money doing this, or I can help a bunch of people doing this. What kind of vision do you have of your business? Okay, so how do you take an idea and turn it into something that you get busy on that turns out to be some product or service down the road that serves a purpose for you and for others?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't forget to tell everybody what it is that you're trying to do and that you've gotten started. Because nobody's going to push you to get started. Okay, so you're going to have to start on your own, but tell everybody what you are trying to do and don't feel bashful about it. Okay, the world is evolving based on individuals like you. So do not worry about how weird your vision may be or the picture that you have in your mind. Don't worry about how weird it is. Tell everybody what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've told people I got something I believe will change the planet. You know, and so tell people how big it is.
Typically, it seems that phrasing it that way actually tends to get you more assistance. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Whatever you might be looking for, because people are fascinated with ideas and hearing what you want to do, and mm-hmm. sometimes the lack of structure sometimes it fosters more. You know, people want to add ideas to your idea, which makes it bigger and grander.
We got to figure out a way to get you on this side of the camera. So people can see you and hear you and all that.
I'd have to walk, but
yeah, you had to walk around here. But when you're over here, who's over there?
I don't know. That's the thing. We got to figure out these buttons that don't move themselves, and I'm going to keep it that way. I know you got a good robots poem and everything, but I like to keep.
You got a good robot for you.
Matter of fact, I haven't heard that robot poem in quite a while. But I haven't heard that in quite a while, but it's something that I think we should play because we are now past that stage as we've evolved. We're past what I was predicting.
I'd say so. The cars are already crashing.
You know? Oh,
sure.
Yeah. More cars are going to be crashing, too. So I know a lot of people want them. They don't want to drive for some reason. They want the car to drive themselves.
Yeah, well, they don't consider the human that programs said, said computer.
Imagine wanting I guess chauffeurs are going to be out of business too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, big old Packards where you used to have.
I don't know that. That's self-driving. It's not a cheap operation.
Well, no. We didn't come up with it, but somebody did.
I know it, but I said it's not a cheap operation, though.
Well, a minimum
$30,000
on up.
Oh, as far as money is concerned.
Yes, as far as finances.
That's just the price tag that people put on it.
That's the price tag it is right now. It's very steep. It maybe come down in the next 5 or 6 years once you get more people purchasing those cars that have that capability.
Of driving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And having accidents themselves.
Yeah, they do that.
More,
they've already had
that's more common, it seems.
Insurance go up.
Well, we are it had to. It had to come from somebody with an idea.
It did.
It did.
And somebody had to tell somebody.
They did that.
So it's been in the works maybe for 100 years or so, maybe more than that. I don't know. You know, but somebody had to say, imagine if we had something that traveled on its own that I don't know, it wasn't a horse. Didn't use gasoline. Didn't fly yet. Yeah, but we're getting to that too. They got all these little gadgets that people can fly around now, even.
Yes.
Okay, who's going to need a car?
Well,
something to think about.
These little gadgets don't go as many miles as a car can.
This is true.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, you entrepreneurs are creating the future.
That's true.
And it comes from some idea or some vision you got, and stepping out on it, making it work. So think about that. Don't forget to share whatever thoughts that you have. Don't be ashamed. Tell everybody what you would like to do and where the thought came from, and because either way, you got to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, and you're not going to do it alone.
Nope.
And the backstory, it helps because that's what that it, usually it's the backstory that gets people saying, "Wow, mm-hmm. this person's really sharp. I should jump on this, or I should help them, or whatever."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not on my list here, but. But these are things not to do, but there is an awful lot of people who will help you. Okay? Anyway, so what, one of the things not to do is turn down those that may want to help you to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to think about, because maybe your thought or your vision, it complements somebody else's thought and visions. You put the two together, you end up with a third thought and third vision that two people agree upon. But then it just goes from there. Then got quiet in here. Maybe I said something but then you get three and four people with different thoughts. And next thing you know, you're putting the parts together that makes the whole process work.
You got a team.
Right, you got a team. Very important. So don't forget all that. That was just down to number four. Don't forget that some thought or vision came to you, and it came to you. Didn't come to anybody else until you start sharing it, and somebody else may say, "I had a similar vision. I had a similar thought, but I thought it this way, and you thought it that way." Next thing you know, you come up with a way that worked for both people. Get into mm-hmm. people or three people. But our time is winding down a little bit, so I think we need to take some time to take a break very quickly and to myself and Mr. Dukes and Mr. Bobby, and we'll be right back to tell you more about 10 things not to do for beginning entrepreneurs.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Some of you want some.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully all of you entrepreneurs want to make some.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully you have the thought of helping someone that helps you whereby you make some more money.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out a way to make some more money. And hopefully all of you out there may be trying to figure out a way to make some more. I'm not going to tell you how, because if I knew how, I would share it with you. So
you'd be called a show in from some beach, yeah, some from island somewhere.
I'm serious. You'd be called all the way from China.
Okay. I'm talking about 10 things not to do for beginning entrepreneurs. I've gone through things not to do is not try to solve your own problem or understand the problem that you're trying to solve for others. Who's it for? Don't think that you have to know all of it. Don't try to do all of it. And don't forget to share your vision. Okay, we've covered all that. So now we're going into number five. Okay. Don't expect your help. Which could be a coworker, it could be a friend, it could be an employee. Don't expect your help to know what to do. Train them on what you want done because it's your vision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of many people make the mistake, especially right now with our current educational system and stuff like that. We expect people to do things that they don't know how to do.
You're right.
So I don't want you to fall into that trap as an entrepreneur. But don't expect your help to know. Okay, help them along. Because it's your vision, it's your product, your service. And so help them along. You train them to do what you want to do. And if you're not, go find some trainers that know what to do. But don't expect the people that you think might be able to help you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so a lot of times our credentials get us in trouble because people say, well, you got this degree, that degree, you went to this school, that. Then you should be able to do something. Or I expect you to know how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess whoever the teachers were, they taught you how to do it their way.
And especially when...
Go ahead.
When you're creating job titles. Because... Oh. When you're making something that's, you know...
That doesn't exist. Yeah.
Nobody's going to come in with the credentials for that position that you just made up, I would think.
That is so correct. Now, how many times have you heard that in your lifetime?
Oh, usually at 7 o'clock, once a week.
But that is so correct. We live in a system where the expectation is something we're not able to meet. I just want you to think about it. Were you going to say something, Mr. Dukes?
No.
All right, but just think about it. Don't expect your help to know what to do. And even if you learned that in school, if you learned it somewhere else, you did it their way, which may be different than your way. Okay, so don't expect someone else to have your thought, your vision, your dream. Help them to learn what it is so they can help you. Okay, number six. As a new entrepreneur, don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal from your customers. And in some cases, your coworkers. Okay? Okay, you know,
yes.
Entrepreneurs. There are many entrepreneurs that seem to have forgotten that. Not all of them, but there are some that have forgot that. And so this... The thought is that if I do these things, if I do lie, do cheat, and do steal, that's going to help my business to grow. And in some cases, it gets to a certain point, and then it gets caught.
That's right. That's one thing.
So don't do that if you can afford to not to do it. Okay.
The one thing you want to be is be honest about your business. It will speak a lot for your integrity, especially as an entrepreneur. Because people really look at you very close as an entrepreneur. So you want to always have a good rapport with them and treat them fairly. Treat them like you want to be treated.
Okay. Yeah, so be very careful on what you might do thinking you're doing the best thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You remember okay. all the...
I may right. add, you know, in certain times, like pandemic times, we're having somebody, an entrepreneur has a tendency to say, well, I'm going to increase my property, or if they are a servant or whatever, I'm going to increase their wages or whatever. And when the pandemic is over, they don't come back. Some people won't complain to you. They'll just avoid you.
Okay. Yeah. Are you talking about the customers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're going to remember any faces you stepped on the way up.
That's
because
right.
you're going to be looking face. You're going to be looking when you're laying on your back.
Up at trying to get up.
Yep.
You'll
yep.
be looking at all those faces.
That's right.
Anyway, so keep that in mind. We're all humans, but some humans do these things.
That's right.
And to get you to a certain point, and then it's all over with.
And remember, okay. one, you may have a down day, a down week, a down month, but it shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can hold out and struggle through it, the day is brighter and you'll double that or you'll triple that.
Okay. Number 7 of things that not to do. Don't think that your customer or audience is automatically going to be there. Okay?
Amen.
But don't think you got a good idea, you got a product, you got a service, and you may say, I'm going to have lots of customers or the target audience, and I'm. Don't think that they're going to automatically be there. You've got to build your business,
mm-hmm.
which is going to take some time before you get noticed, and then you got to figure out a way to get noticed in order for people to come find out what you got.
You got to keep them once you get them noticed.
Right. Then you got to figure out a way to hold on to them.
That's right.
Anyway, so don't just think that they're going to automatically be there. Because many businesses fail in many cases because they haven't thought of the customer or the audience.
Not a lot of thought is put into customer retention.
Customer relationship.
And
also mm-hmm. remembers that just because you had the dream, you had the idea, and you dreamed it, and you're working, believe me, there is somebody else out there with a, it may not be exactly like yours, but it could be close to yours, mm-hmm. and they could take away what you thought you had. So you need to know the people, get to know your people, have a good relationship with those individual that you do come through your door.
Okay.
You have to make them want to choose you over their family members, their friends, their competitors, whatever, who might be in the same line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's part of learning to become an entrepreneur.
Correct.
Okay, it's not going to happen instantly, I don't think.
No, it won't happen instantly, but okay. if you has a good background on that, talking to other entrepreneurs, you're going to make some mistakes, but your mistakes won't be as great. You can avoid some of those pitfalls.
Oh, you should always make mistakes.
Yes.
And welcome to mistakes. Things not to do. Don't overlook the mistakes.
That's right. Use the mistake to your advantage.
Right. Especially if you've never been there before.
Right.
Okay. Number 8,
mm-hmm.
don't jump from one thing to another. Now you have an idea, and you think it's a good idea, and you put in a little time and say, oh, this is not going to work, I'm going to try something else. And you make a jump. And, you know, you try that for a while, and you say, oh, this is not going to happen, I'm going to try something else. Well, the more jumps you make, the more we see you jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, what are you dedicated to? What are you focused on? What are you doing? And once that gets out there, it's going to be very difficult to find customers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to look at your background. Say, you did this for a while, you did that for a while, and all of a sudden, are you going to jump to something else? So think about jumping from one thing to another, trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. Because a lot of people do it. Someone had said, make sure you stay in your lane. In other words, you do what you set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you change it, which is okay,
change it completely.
Or change it completely and stick with that. Don't change and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're watching you.
Very much so.
Okay, we see you all the time. Now, anyway, so these are things not to do instead of things to do. But anyways, I want you to become aware of that. Okay, number nine, then we're going to take a short break. Number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Things not to do. Don't quit. Okay, don't quit. And if you believe in what you're doing, then keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen instantly if you think it will. Okay, but keep at it. But whatever you do, don't quit. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have hard times and all that. And most writers, entrepreneurs who've written their bios and stories, they will tell you that. And all of them have one thing in common. They didn't quit.
Mm-mm.
They might have been down and out, but they didn't quit. They just stayed with it. Okay, so think about that. It's easy to quit.
Cause hard time will make you want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have that faith and look to the goal that you're going for or striving for and keep that goal in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, your belief is your guide.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, long enough, strong enough, then most likely you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It may not happen when you think.
No.
But you'll never know unless you stick with it. And if you believe in it. So I want you to really think about your belief. Based on where did it come from? How did you get the thought? How did you get the idea? And what makes you think that you can turn this into a business and make some income or do something with it to make a contribution to our society? Had to come from somewhere. So,
correct.
So don't quit is what I need to say.
Right.
But our time is just about up. It's not up, but it's time that we take a short break. it's not up yet. But anyway, you listen to myself, Mr. Tuggs, and Mr. Bobby talking about 10 things not to do for the beginning entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Tough will get going. The going will get tough.
It's gonna get tough.
But hang on in there. Keep the faith. Keep pushing.
Just keep on. Yes, when the going gets tough. Okay, so 10 things not to do. Don't think that it should be easy.
Never.
Just don't do that.
Don't think that.
Because you'll have big disappointments. It will get tough.
Yes, it will.
But if you believe in it, all you've got to do is just keep working it.
Keep on pushing on it.
But that's, it's going to get tough. And if you're not sure, go read some books. Listen to some videos of others who've gone down the same path with their ideas.
Talk to other entrepreneurs that you know.
So, we're talking about 10 things not to do for the beginning entrepreneur. For the person who's thought about, thinking about it, and they say that they want to get started. And I've given out 9 things saying that hopefully you do not do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reality is you might learn the same way the rest of us learn by doing all these things. So that's the reality, because you're going to want to do it your way. And your way is the thing that kicks you off and gets you started. And the tough gets going because your way starts to not work.
That's right.
But then it gets tough with you trying to make it work. And then once you give up, you got to try to start something else to make it work, which means then it gets tough and you still have to keep going.
That's right.
But it's all learning. It's all learning along the way so that you have stories to pass on to the other new entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep talking about it. Just get started.
What Nike say, just do it.
Right. Okay, so these are things not to do. Okay, so stop talking about what you're going to do and getting started. Unfortunately, I got a book that's out, but it's not. I don't have it so I can display it this evening, but I talked about writing a book for maybe 2 years, and finally a good friend of mine said, why don't you quit talking about it and get it done?
Mm-hmm.
And I quit talking.
And you got it done.
Maybe about 3 months later, I had a book. You know, so don't keep talking about your idea or your thought or what it can do. Something happened here.
Oh, no.
I don't know, something happened here, but we'll have to see what happened. And but my system just kind of...
I'll let me see if I can get on here.
It's Matt.
I got you.
It's kind of said something, but it happens on this... technology.
Technology is our friend.
Until it...
Looks like it's working okay for you.
Now
until
it
reaches a bug.
It's back.
It maybe has to do with what I said. don't keep talking about it. Get started.
Get started.
Facebook's saying don't keep talking about it.
Okay, so anyway, so it's important to get started on whatever it is that you have the thought of, because the thoughts have come from somewhere. And for you entrepreneurs, there's something that makes you want to give something to us, okay, to the rest of us. And so just a matter of getting started to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And being willing to put the time in. Nobody's going to make you.
Nope.
Nobody's going to push you or drive you. Okay, you can get all the coaches you want, and the coaches can tell you what to do, but they can't
push
you.
They're not
going to
do it, though.
Okay, so there's a difference between being told what to do and you doing it. And nice to have guidance, but you still got to do it.
Correct.
Or you got to find the expertise in order for you to do it, but now you're helping someone else achieve what they want to do even. You know, so just things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bobby, what do you think about that?
That is very good advice.
You have to think about it.
It is a lot. Yeah, think about it. It's pretty much it.
That's right.
Okay, so
I would say, why not?
That's right. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Not.
We got matter of fact. I think we ought to maybe play that clip because we have a clip.
Really? You think we should?
I think we should.
Well, okay. I think we can.
All right.
Well, if we can, we got a clip for all of you people sitting on the fence. All of you beginners.
Want to get you off the fence.
Hopefully, these are things that you will not do when getting started. And we have a clip that we're going to play. It's titled Why Not by a person by the name of Jim Rohn. And if you got it, Mr. Bobby, let it go.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question. Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time.
Why not?
There's a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Why not you?
Why not now?
Why not now?
For all of you beginning entrepreneurs, I just gave you 10 things not to do when you're starting. And if I go over these very quickly, I guess we got a couple of minutes. Just do not not just do anything. Know the problem that you're solving. Or how's it helping somebody? How's it going to help you? How's it going to help somebody else so that you build your customer base, get people to buy into whatever it is that you have? But number two is don't think that you have to know it all. You're the person with the idea and the thought. But don't think that you have to know all of it, because we all have something that we're lacking. However, somebody will come along and give us what we're missing. Look at number three is don't try to do it all either. Look, a lot of entrepreneurs, they try to do all of it, and I'm just saying, don't try to do all of it. Know your limits. Look at know what you're good at doing, like doing, enjoy doing. Know what you're lacking and go find it. Or it will come to you, actually. Look at number four was don't forget to share your vision. Tell everybody what you're doing, why you're doing it. You don't have to prove anything to anybody because it's your thought. It's your vision. It's your business. Let me see. Number five was don't expect your help, which means your employees, your friends, the other individuals. Don't expect your help to know what to do. Okay? You have to train them. You have to tell them how you would like it done because they're representing you. Okay, do not expect them to know what to do. Lead them. Okay. Good number six, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal from your customers or your coworkers. Okay, don't steal from your bank either. Okay. I'm not going to go any further when it comes down to that.
All right.
When it comes down to the stealing part, because it could be done a lot more ways, but I'm not going to mention them on the air. Do not think that you just have any customer. Okay, do identify who your customer is or your audience is, because those are the people that you want to serve. Again, things not to do. Don't jump from one job to the next, or one thought or one vision to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. Don't become a jumper. Because once you become a jumper, we know you're jumping. Okay, we know last year you're doing one thing, and now this year you're doing something else. Okay, next thing you know, you go to year number three, and you've jumped from two other thoughts, moving on to a third thought.
Correct.
Okay, well, just something to think about. And number nine was don't quit.
Don't ever quit.
Okay, keep the faith, whatever it is, because you're the one with the vision and the idea, so keep it. Okay, number 10 was don't keep talking about it.
Get up and do it.
Just get started. Right, do it. Anyway, so those are the 10 things that we covered. Mr. Dukes, you got any questions for me right quick?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, you new entrepreneurs, this is out there, and it's going to be out there on YouTube and Facebook. But anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up. Okay, you're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra. He's saying that all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it all along. Yeah, I just want you to go do that and go build your business. Anyway, so go out and tell everybody what you'd like to do, because you're doing it anyway, and let them help you to do it. Okay, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.